You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Australia's national under-16 social media ban will be officially enforced as of Friday next week, with huge disruptions for rangatahi across the ditch. The response has included two Australian teens, Noah Jones and Macy Neeland, backed by rights organisation Digital Freedom Project, who have challenged the legislation in the High Court with a staunch response from their federal government. I spoke to Dr. Alex Beattie, Senior Lecturer in Information Management at Victoria's University of Wellington, about his concerns for how the legislation regards rangatahi and their digital rights and the likelihood of Aotearoa following suit. What alternative means do you think would be effective in comparison to a blanket ban for Australia and for youth anywhere?
So we should be talking about children's digital rights instead of digital prohibition. My concern about a ban is that it asks all 16-year-olds and younger to change the way they socialise using media, which just isn't feasible because we have to acknowledge that media is a part of young people's lives. We should be advocating for more children's rights, protecting them from algorithmic targeting, addictive design, stripping all those things away from the platforms. And I think that would be a much longer, sustainable form of regulation than a ban, which is a band-aid solution.
And you touched on it there also, but how does this action regard the agency of rangatahi aged under 16 as a stakeholder group in this situation?
Well, there's no consultation with young people. There's no asking 16-year-olds and younger, what are your digital needs? This is just the perspective of parents and older people, and that really leaves us vulnerable to nostalgia, parents wanting younger people the same kind of like pre-digital childhood, which just isn't realistic. It's not today. It's just a pipe dream. There is no consultation with young people. So they're losing their agency. They're losing their ability to learn how to navigate online, how to navigate these tricky issues. You know, literacies, navigating on the online world is a skill. It's something that you learn over time. And if we stop people's ability to do that until they're 17, then are we actually preparing them for navigating the online world? No, we're not.
And what do you think the likelihood is that Aotearoa follows suit on something like this?
That is the million-dollar question. You know, next week, when Australia implements the ban, the world will be watching how they do it and what the kind of impact is on young people. It's a really interesting question here. My understanding is National really likes it. ACT doesn't because it infringes on young people's, you know, freedom of expression online. So there seems to be a lack of support on the coalition. So we just have to wait and see. And it's actually also kind of unclear what Labor's position is on it. I think Greens are against, but we don't quite know what the political kind of take on it across the whole spectrum of New Zealand. So it's a bit of wait and see.
And what will you be watching for as this under 16 social media ban rolls out?
Well, I'll be looking at the impact on young people, whether or not this actually improves people's mental health, because that's the whole reason behind the ban. And there's a lot of genuine concern and goodwill behind the ban. Even though I don't agree with it, I agree with people that are concerned about young people's mental health. So will this actually make a positive impact? I have my doubts, but I guess we'll have to wait and see.
That was Dr. Alex Beattie, Senior Lecturer in Information Management at Victoria University of Wellington, regarding his concerns about the incoming social media ban for those under 16 in Australia and what the impacts may be for Aotearoa.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.